And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start.
Okay. I can use this one.
Woo! Let me see, am I ready yet? This is a little story about a guy that had been away for like 20 years, you know, and he'd been away, and this policeman was walking down the street and was rattling all these doors and running into different people, and ran into this one guy that leaned, I remember this guy leaned over, and when he flicked his, to light a cigarette, he noticed his face, and it was a face of somebody that was wanted in another town. And so then he had to figure a way how to arrest him. So then he met a lot of people on the way. You know, he just talked to a lot of different people while he was out there. And so finally in the end, he got a plainclothes guy to arrest the guy for him. I'll just leave it right there.
Okay. The next thing I would like you to do is think of a story, mm-hmm. maybe a childhood experience. Mm-hmm. But I would like for the story to have at least three people in it, three or more people.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're ready, I'll just leave it running.
Okay, a story. What would I like to talk about? I would like to talk about my children. It's how pleased and happy I am about their lives.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have one son named Mark, another son named Leonard. They each have one child. And my oldest son, Leonard, is married to a lovely lady, and they have one son named Eric. Eric is studying to be a comic. He's going to draw cartoons. So he's right now at the University of Maryland. And doing very well. And his father assists him because he's an artist himself. And he finished finished school in Pennsylvania. And my son, Mark, has one child named Monicia. And she's 9 years old and doing very well. And she seemed to be going into the direction of being a pediatrician. She loved doctors and loved helping people. She's a lovely little girl. And and my son, he worked for Verizon, and he's lately married a girl in November 30th, a young lady from Louisville, Kentucky, and doing very well. And they bought a home here in Washington, D.C., and they seem to be doing fine. And his wife's name is Ruth. And the thing about that relationship is my son before this named Mark would not go to church. But since he met Ruth, he knows he has to get himself together. And every Sunday, he knows he's going to find himself in a church, in her church, because that's the type of person she is. And I'm real pleased about that. I think that's about all.
Is it? Okay. Now I'm going to tell you a very short story, and I'd like for you to repeat it back to me.
Mm.
And here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall.
Mm.
When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries.
Mm.
So she put the groceries away and went back home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang. And a little girl told her that she had found her wallet, and the lady was very relieved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now tell me the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this lady was at the store, and her wallet had fell out of her pocket, and she didn't know it. So when she got to the counter, she had to put the grocery back. When she got home, a little girl called and told her that she had found the wallet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to the memory exercises.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say some numbers, and I'd like you to repeat them back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836. 682-9521-74.
Oops, just one number.
275-862-584.
It's almost.
Mm-hmm.
713-942-568.
713-562-718. I'm sure that's not right at the end.
Okay, that was close. Now I'm going to say some numbers, but I'd like to for you to repeat them backwards this time.
Mm-hmm.
2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-6-2.
Whoops.
6-2-9. 9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-7-2-3.
4-9-6-8.
8-6-9-4.
Yes. 1-5-2-8-6.
6-8-5-1-6. I'm wrong there.
Okay.
6-1-8-4-3. 3-4-8-4-6.
Almost, just one number. Okay, let's try one more.
Mm-hmm.
5-3-9-4-1-8.
8-1-4. 8-9-3.
Okay.
Something wrong there.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next thing is categories, and this is looking into long-term memory now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some categories, and I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into the category as you can,
mm-hmm.
as fast as you can. For an example, if I said clothing, you would tell me as many items of clothing as you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I give you the category, you can just go ahead and start.
Mm-hmm.
And the first category is foods.
Cake, pie, fruit, vegetables, meats. What else? Ice cream. Keep them?
Keep them.
Oh, okay. Oh, cookies. Tea, pears. I see it first. Let's see. Oh, pears. What else? Peaches. Pancakes, waffles, jam, jellies. Carrots, sweet potatoes, greens,
you're running out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I hate this thing. Okay. The second category is animals. As many animals as you can think of.
Okay. Dogs, cats, horses, mules, parrots, not reptiles, let's see. Zebras, lions, tigers, elephants, giraffes, panda bears, bears, and what else was that? Monkeys, giraffe, no, I said giraffe, gorillas, camel, what's a rabbit, squirrels, porcupine, pigs. Yeah, bulls. All that. Yeah.
Okay. Last category. Okay. The last category is kitchen items.
Okay. Stove, refrigerator, microwave, pots, pans, dishes, cups. Knives, forks, spoon, teapot, canister set, plants for the kitchen, what else in the kitchen? Dishwasher, toaster oven. Let's see what else is in the kitchen. That's it, I think.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This next exercise is actually looking at attention span.
Mm-hmm.
This is my practice sheet.
Mm-hmm.
See the first line was just part one.
Mm-hmm.
Read that as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay, that's the task. What I want you to do is start from the top and go across each row and read it as fast as you can.
Okay.
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green. Green, green, blue, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green. Blue, red.
Okay. It's about 12 seconds. Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Now the second line?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay. That's the task. Start at the top and go across each row and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 3, 5, 6 seconds. Okay, the last line, part three. This time, instead of reading the words across, I want you to tell me the color that each word is printed in.
Okay, the color is green,
mm-hmm.
black,
mm-hmm.
gray,
mm-hmm.
Blue.
Yeah, and that's the task.
Mm-hmm.
So, the same thing. Instead of reading, go start across, but instead of reading the words, tell me the color that each word is printed in as fast as you can. And go.
Blue, red, green, yellow,
That is green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, green, yellow, red.
Okay. 35 seconds. Do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell that back to me again?
Mm-hmm. Well, the lady went to the grocery store and to get a grocery. She got to the counter. She had lost a wallet, and her wallet fell out of her pocket. So when she got to the counter, she couldn't find the wallet, so she had to put the grocery back. So she went home. After she got home, a young person called her to tell her that they had found her wallet.
Okay, that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
Wasn't bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other thing you have is, this is the payment form.
Mm-hmm.
I just need your mailing address and your signature. And turn this off.